Hello and welcome to your Wednesday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 5th.
Yeah, so look, I don't think it's a secret, but we didn't do as well as we wanted to there against the Colts. I mean, it just wasn't the way that I wanted it. I didn't handle it with the play calling the way I wanted it done. And EB and I went through and talked about it, and everybody needed to raise their game. The both of us and the rest of the guys. And so, you know, the challenge was out there for all of us to step up, but it always starts up front. It always starts with the big guys. You know, they don't say much, but they want that responsibility. And we need to pick our game up. And so they did a nice job last night. There's plenty of room for improvement. Last night they did a nice job. They came out with a purpose and a certain intensity level, and their assignments were pretty sound there.
By now, you're well aware of the Chiefs' dominant offensive line performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. Maybe those comments Shaq Barrett made were all this unit needed to turn this around after some struggles over the first 3 weeks. There's still some growing pains ahead, we know that, but we've seen now how good they can be when they put it all together. They'll have another tough test on Monday Night Football this week, going against a Raiders pass rush that includes Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. The Raiders, like the rest of the AFC West, had high hopes coming into the season after adding big-name free agents to compete against Patrick Mahomes. But after starting 0-3, they just picked up their first win in a Week 4 matchup, 32-23, over the Denver Broncos. With the Monday night game, the Chiefs won't take the practice field again until Thursday this week, so we'll have to wait and see if kicker Harrison Butker can return to the field, along with defensive end Mike Dana. We'll have the injury updates available for you on Thursday afternoon at arrowheadpride.com.
Yeah, so I think, we need to keep growing there. I think the thing that makes me most excited is the influx of young guys that we've got, and those guys having an opportunity to grow and get better. And so you can see you can see if you guys keep working and do it day in and day out, you work, then you have a chance to be something special. But you have to stay in that frame of mind. If you start getting caught up in all the outside noise, then you're going to plateau. You can't do that. You can't do that in this league, or you get skunked. So, you know, we've just got to keep growing, and young guys keep getting better.
The Chiefs' defense put together another strong showing on Sunday night. Despite giving up 31 points to the Bucs, the Chiefs allowed just 3 rushing yards, which ties a single-game franchise record. The Chiefs also allowed 3 yards against San Diego on November 19th, 1961. Their run defense has been strong throughout the first month of the season, and they'll look to bounce back against a Raiders offense that's been sneaky good so far this year. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs is coming off the best performance of his season with 28 carries for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns in their Week 4 win over the Broncos. They'll also have to do their best to slow down Raiders all-world wide receiver Davante Adams, who's coming off his second 100-yard performance of the year.
I tell you this, Pete. I mean, it's. I talked to guys, but just like I mentioned last night, just don't take it for granted. I mean, that's not. These things are. They're special. Some of these things we're seeing from him, and so appreciate him. But it's. You know, it's unique. So enjoy every one of them. But it's not something that a lot of people have the advantage, you know, that advantage of being a part of. So with that, I mean, that throw was incredible. The throw to Kelce is the one that might get looked over a little bit down the middle of the field. And that throw and that catch were ridiculous. And there are a couple other ones in there that were really good. I mean, the one naked play where he kind of hung on to it on third down and threw it up to Juju. I mean, that was another good one. So listen, I mean, he had a very good game, and I know the stats show that, and some of the things he's done historically have made history, and will continue to do that. But the best thing about him is he's always trying to get better, and that's what I appreciate the most, Pete. I mean, he's not sitting there patting his himself on the back. He keeps moving forward and wanting to get even better.
Now, while Patrick Mahomes' stats didn't necessarily jump off the page in week four, if you watched this performance, you knew he was the best player on the field, probably the best player in the league on Sunday night. His growth and improvement as a player was fully showcased in the Chiefs' Sunday night football win. Mahomes dominated the Raiders last season, but with a new coaching staff taking over in Vegas, we're curious to see how he attacks the defense on Monday night. The Raiders' defensive unit has been the main thing holding them back so far in this young season. They are bottom three in the NFL, only forcing three turnovers so far on the year, and that is despite boasting two very good edge rushers in Crosby and Jones. They're close to the bottom of the league in quarterback pressure rate. The secondary is also allowing opposing quarterbacks to complete nearly 70% of their passes, meaning we could expect another big performance from Patrick Mahomes on Monday night.
You know, we're getting to know number 10. I mean, he's grown right before our eyes. So we've spotted him in periodically just to give him some experience and to see how he handled it. We know Clyde is good. One can play. I mean, these guys are all good. They're all talented. And so Greg does a good job of trying to work them in certain spots, but it's a more of a learning experience with 10, and the more you see, the more you utilize him and Clyde on the first downs and one on the third downs. I mean, he does such a good job there. So, I mean, that's kind of where we were last night. I think that was pretty obvious.
One of the underrated elements of the Chiefs' offensive performance on Sunday night was their new running back by committee approach. The Chiefs deployed a three-headed attack with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jerick McKinnon, and rookie Isaiah Pacheco. The group turned in 189 yards on the ground against the Bucs defense that has been absolutely elite against opposing ground attacks, at least up until Sunday night. In fact, Tampa Bay hadn't allowed that many rushing yards in a game since week 15 of 2018. Clyde led the way on Sunday, with Pacheco adding plenty of powerful, explosive runs. The Raiders' run defense has actually been the stronger part of their defense this season. But if this offensive line turns in another performance like that, we'd expect them to have another grand opportunity on Monday night.
Pat asked me if I would do it with him, and I told him I'm not very good at that stuff, as you guys know, doing these things. But listen, it was a fun thing. It was good to see how people treat Pat. It was interesting for me to see how that production goes. He does a lot of these things, and it kind of gave me the inside scoop on it, literally, to be able to see what he has to go through to put all these together. And it's quite interesting. Great people involved there. I mean, they obviously reached out and talked to me about it, and knowing that I wasn't real comfortable doing those kind of things, but they made it as comfortable as possible.
If you're watching Sunday night's game, you might have caught a new ad with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes advertising State Farm. Andy Reid was asked about it on Monday, and he seemed to really enjoy his time on the set with the quarterback. Maybe we'll see Big Red in some more commercials if he ever does decide to hang up his coaching hat. Of course, we hope that's not anytime soon, right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, October 5th. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's the Great British Chiefs Show, taking our first deep dive into what we can expect against the Las Vegas Raiders. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.